explosions on southern coast, allegations of UAE involvement, explosions rock Abu Dhabi. CENTCOM says intercepted Iranian counterattacks. Iran says the U.S. violated the ceasefire after CENTCOM targeted Iranian facilities responsible for attacks. U.S. says ceasefire not violated despite striking Iran oil tanker and targets in Bandar Abbas and Qasem. The Trump administration mulls restarting operation to guide ships through the Strait of Hormuz with naval and air support as early as this week after Saudi Arabia and Kuwait lifted restrictions on U.S. access to their bases and airspace. Iranian National Security Admission, red line, is no uranium has left the country, the right to enrich uranium, the complete lifting of sanctions, and the release of the country's assets are non-negotiable, red line. So once again, I mean, this entire time, it's just crazy. There was never a moment of this war where we were winning. Do you realize that? There was never a moment. From the instant Trump started striking Iran, Iran responded in kind, destroyed all of our radar bases, destroyed all of our bases overall. They were already in negotiations with us. They were willing to give us a better deal than under the JCPOA. They were willing to have inspectors. They were willing to negotiate on enrichment to a certain level. It was the implacability and unwillingness of the Trump administration negotiation team, i.e., that is Israel, to allow any uranium enrichment whatsoever. This, again, is what Joe Kent, you know, repeatedly talks about and informs anybody who's listening about how this change happened, how it went from you can't have weapons to you can't enrich uranium at all, which was an obvious, impossible ask. But I mean, even beyond that, again, we've covered this every step of the way, and every step of the way, we've been like the only ones describing this, how it's like they start negotiations with Iran on the basis of we want to get rid of your nuclear weapons program. And then once they're in negotiations, they say, actually, we want you to get rid of all of your ballistic missiles. And Iran goes, well, just no, that's never going to happen. And they go, ah, we tried. We tried to negotiate with Iran. They're insane. They're lunatics. We just keep changing what our demands are to deliberately make the demands impossible to meet. So then we can say, oh, we tried, but they wouldn't meet our demands. And ever since the first bomb dropped on Iran and Iran sent the first drone back, they have been in command of this situation. They have been the ones dictating when we negotiate and when we don't, when the ceasefires happen and when they aren't, when the Strait of Hormuz is open, when it's not. They've been in control. And still to this day, they're going, look, here's our red lines. Here's what you have to come to the table with. Otherwise, the fighting continues. The Strait remains shut down and you keep collapsing in the polls, Trump. So, and the only reason we wouldn't accept those conditions is if we, like Joe Kent said, are obeying Israel and demanding impossible to achieve goals like no uranium enrichment at all, which is not impossible, but it's like, why would they agree to that? They don't have to. And it was never the point, never supposed to be the point of why we were going in the first place. Even though the ostensible reason we were going in the first place has been thoroughly and repeatedly discredited by the people actually involved. And the latest from Fox News is just further confirmation of everything else that we've been telling you the whole time. U.S. intel community agreed before the war that Iran was not developing a nuclear weapon. This according to Joe Kent, which honestly, it's kind of surprising seeing Joe Kent being quoted uncritically in Fox News, but good, he should be. Should be running for president. Joe Kent declared the narrative and agenda spun by a foreign government, Israel, won the argument and forced us into this war. You know, it really is like, I really am like a PTSD, like abused dog, right? It's like, oh, look, Fox News is uncritically quoting Joe Kent, telling the truth about the Iran war and blaming it on Israel. What are they up to? What is this really? I know Fox News didn't just quote Joe Kent and blame it on Israel by accident. I know they didn't do it because they've suddenly been bitten by the honesty bug, right? I don't believe that for a second. So every time we get something good like this, I got to look at it askance. I got to give it the side eye and go, what are you really doing? Why are you telling me why are you, of all people, telling me the truth about this? Because I know the truth. I don't need you to tell me it. In fact, I'm constantly, continuously at odds with Fox News because they won't tell the truth. But here they are actually telling the truth. Why, though? But why? What are you up to exactly? It's like when your kids are too quiet. Like, oh, my kids are really well behaved. They're never that well behaved. What are they doing? What are they up to? As they were, hey, oh, Fox News is telling the truth. What? Former National Counterterrorism Center Director Joe Kent asserted in a post on X that prior to the start of the Iran war, the U.S. intelligence community agreed that the Islamic Republic was not developing a nuclear weapon. One of many tragedies of this war is that before the war began, the U.S. intelligence community, including the CIA, was in agreement that Iran was not developing a nuclear weapon and that Iran would target U.S. bases in the region and shut down the Strait of Hormuz if they were attacked by Israel and the U.S., Kent wrote in a post on Thursday. The IC also properly assessed that targeting the Iranian leadership would strengthen the regime and embolden the hardliners. Despite the professionalism and accuracy of the IC, the narrative agenda spun by a foreign government, Israel, won the argument and forced us into this war, he continued. The narrative and agenda spun by a foreign government, Israel, won the argument and forced us into this war. Won the argument. I guess you can have an argument over factual things, but this isn't really a matter of argumentation. It's a matter of fact. If you're saying that Israel won the argument, what you mean is that Israel's lies were convincing. They didn't win the argument. They were the ones promoting the falsehoods. So you're saying the falsehoods won at the end of the day, which is accurate. I'm not criticizing Joe Kent here, but I just, from my perspective, it's weird to say, like, the Israelis won the argument. Well, there was no argument. The fact was that we all knew, and we know because Tulsi Gabbard had said it, and IC had said it, and Iran had said it, and everybody except for Israel acknowledged that they weren't making a weapon and that they were going to hit our bases and all the things that Joe Kent just said. So, you know, we knew all of this. And so did Israel. So Israel lied about it. They presented falsified evidence to convince Trump that Iran was doing something it wasn't doing to get him to go to war with Iran. So again, the term won the argument is not the right term. Israel's ridiculous lies were believed by Trump, or at least he pretended to believe their lies and go along with them, probably because they have blackmail on him of some sort. We need to understand exactly how this happened to ensure we're never put in this position again, he concluded. White House spokesperson Davis Ingle said the following in a statement to Fox News Digital. Joe Kent's self-aggrandizing resignation letter and recent comments are riddled with lies. Most egregious are Kent's false claims to the largest state sponsor of terrorism. Somehow did not pose a threat to the United States and that Israel forced the president into launching Operation Epic Fury. Very convincing argument, sir. What are you talking about? It's insulting, is it not? Is it not insulting that they lie to your face like this? Are you not feeling disrespected that they sit here and go, yeah, Israel didn't force us into this. That's ridiculous. And the leading state sponsor of terror, which is all just meaningless wordplay for definitions they decide on, you know, applying to whatever they want it to apply to at that moment. The leading state sponsor of terror not posing a threat to the United States. No, he said they weren't trying to build a nuclear weapon, which is what this entire thing is predicated on. The entire Iran war is only happening, according to Trump, because they can't get a nuclear weapon. But they weren't even trying.
I am so excited about the Alex Jones Network. I'm so excited to expand it. The bad guys are in trouble. Hell, we might even get InfoWars back, but who knows? But I couldn't have stood against this tyranny and fought them without your support. But a lot of people, not the majority, but 20-30%, believe the propaganda of the national news that we're off the air. And friends, family, neighbors, people at the gas station, Alex, I'm so sorry you're off the air. I'm so sorry, you know, the Onion runs your company. They didn't get it a year and a half ago with the fake auction. They didn't get it this time. They're blocked in court. They're in a lot of trouble, okay? We're winning, but I need funds for the defense and the offense and for the network and for everything we're doing. And I need your word of mouth to tell your email list, your text message list, your neighbors, your friends, your family. Hey, Alex Jones is verboten, forbidden info. He knows what he's talking about.
Alex Jones called this years ago. Years ago.
Here is the URL, alexjoneslive.com. He's on weekdays, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Harrison Smith after that. We're going to bring more shows on, but we need your support. Your word of mouth, your prayer. You